This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, March 12th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's already the second Saturday of this month. We're about to turn our clocks forward at 2 a.m., so we'll have longer days and more light. Spring is just 8 days away, and time seems to be flying by. As our countdown to spring continues, some of us have rewritten our to-do list and perhaps taken our first steps to get some of what we want to get done, done. Step one, the first part of any activity, can be daunting, but step two and subsequent steps can take us closer to our goals. We may stumble, but as we plant our feet more solidly on the ground, we can take steps more confidently and move on. In these unpredictable times, it's easy to become fearful of what will come next. However, it's up to each of us to conquer our fears and to focus on living each day the best we can. We can avoid if-onlys when we grab hold of our dreams and set our goals, and rather than procrastinate and wait for everything to get better, we can do our best to get through the hard times. Step by step, we can build momentum so we move toward the future we envision for ourselves. We each one of us can take charge of our life and celebrate positive actions we take to make our dreams a reality and move ourselves closer to our goals. One step at a time, one day at a time, we move forward, making each step count. Now in this upcoming spring season, it's our time to plant seeds, and then we'll harvest what we've sown. Now is our time to act. And when we encounter growing pains and challenges, we need to maintain a positive attitude. This will help us grow our potential. In nature, both sun and rain contribute to growth. In our lives, it's similar. The pain, the doubts, the challenges we encounter strengthen us, and by believing in ourselves, by focusing on goodness and kindness, on love and positivity, we'll attain whatever we've set as our goal. We must trust ourselves as we travel. If we need help to chart our course, we can ask advice and help of others who have experience and knowledge we may lack. It's up to us to determine what we want from our life, what we need to do to feel content and happy, and then take steps to make it happen. It may not be easy, but struggle builds strength, much like resistance training builds muscle. We need to take charge of our own future. Find the best way to make positive changes happen. So if you've started and taken step one, continue step two, step three, step four, and onward until you reach your goals. And if you haven't yet begun, then take a breath, focus, list what you want and need to address, and then, having passed that first hurdle, know each step will take you closer to making your wishes come true. Churchill said, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts." So each of us can live the moments of our lives a step at a time and use any failure or obstacle as a stepping stone to go forward to where we want to be. The From a Woman's Perspective team is there to help you on your path to success. When you have questions or doubts or something in your life that needs to be addressed, simply call on us. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. It isn't always easy to take steps to ask for help or information, but know that we have your back. You matter to us, and we'll gladly do what we can to empower you and help you make informed decisions so you can take your steps more confidently, as many as you require to succeed. So let's get started with today's show and learn from the experts from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So you promised Survivor CPP. Can we get to it?
Absolutely. The decision about when to take CPP is an important one. You spent your years contributing to CPP. And for someone starting out today, contributing the maximum each year over a 40-year career would contribute about $140,000 in today's dollars. The past couple of weeks, we've talked about several factors that will affect your CPP benefit and the importance of asking questions about how much you would get in different circumstances before deciding when to take it. Last time I was on, I shared a story of a client who also qualified for a foreign pension. In her case, U.S. Social Security, and how in her personal situation, deferring her CPP to 70 made a lot of sense because of how the two pensions affected one another. Today, I've promised to talk about another consideration that too many people fail to consider, and that's survivor CPP. There are 2 points that I want you to be aware of. First of all, how much survivor CPP a survivor would receive if their own CPP is less than the maximum is determined by a complicated formula. And actually, there's 2 complicated formulas. It isn't simply the case of adding the 2 benefits together. Second of all, you can never receive more than a maximum CPP. Combined, your own and the survivor benefit, if you outlive your spouse, can never exceed that amount. So for a couple who both receive maximum CPP during their lifetime, a survivor would not receive the survivor benefit. If you currently receive survivor CPP and are considering when to start taking your own, be very aware of how the 2 benefits affect one another, and make sure that you factor that into your decision-making. Again, before you start taking your CPP, make sure you call Service Canada and ask some scenario questions. For couples, I encourage you to think of your own CPP entitlements, but also consider the impact on a potential survivorship scenario. There are no hard and fast rules with this one. It's more of a what-if consideration. As you know, of course we want to plan happy, healthy, active to at least 95 for both of you. But what happens if one of you outlives the other? We want to make sure that a survivor will be okay. And as much as possible, minimize the risk of experiencing a significant decline in their standard of living. Proper planning that includes considering survivor CPP is essential to protecting a survivor's financial well-being. When it comes to when to take your CPP, make an informed decision. You have paid into CPP for a long time, and it, along with your old age security, for many people, are their only inflation-protected income sources. As I've said before, don't make your CPP decision based on what someone else did or a rule of thumb. Your CPP is based on you, your past contributions. So make your decision based on what's best for you and your family in your own personal circumstances.
Well, it sounds like survivor CPP is complicated. And would you be willing to give people advice if they call you with their questions?
We're always happy to speak with listeners, so feel free to give us a call. We can be reached at 416-863-7501.
The Farwell Group, Leslie McCormick, Darren Farwell, and the team. You may have questions about your own CPP, and better to ask an expert before you take action. Call 416-863-7501. Step one, get the information you need and then act. It will be easier to take step two. Thank you, Leslie, for that information. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic gives us her weekly tip, followed by a chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and then matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Plus, we'll talk vagina with gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic, and there's lots more to follow. All of it from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, you know, we all need a good night's sleep, certainly more than ever, to be effective at coping with the challenges, a lot of stress out there. And some research shows that increasing number of people are experiencing sleep disturbances since the onset of COVID. Certainly in my practice, it's been one of the key things that I've been focusing on with patients and one of the big issues that people are coming in with. So I thought this week we'd talk about some of the stages of sleep and how to support good health. And then next week, I'm going to talk about some ways that we can actually protect our sleep. So when we think about sleep, through the course of the night, we actually go through several stages. And generally, sleep is divided into two stages. The first stage is called rapid eye movement, and the second stage is called actually non-rapid eye movement. So when we think about rapid eye movement, it typically occurs in the first 90 minutes of sleep. Our eyes are moving quickly, and it supports this particular part of our sleep, which is called REM sleep. It actually supports memory, mood, cognitive function, and actually some studies actually connected a lack of REM sleep with reduced coping ability. So that's really important if we're really under a lot of stress. And unfortunately, REM sleep really declines as we get older. So the second stage is this non-rapid eye movement, and there's actually three stages of that. The first stage is actually a very light sleep. The second stage is about half of a night's sleep and that we spend in that second stage. And the third stage is actually the deepest stage of our sleep. And that's what happens there is breathing and other processes slow down. And it's actually hard to wake up somebody from that third stage of that non-rapid eye movement sleep. So when we think of the consequences of poor sleep, if we're not getting enough sleep, it can affect our hormones. Some patients will come in and they have difficulties with weight management, for example. We see this certainly with patients with sleep apnea. It can affect our cognitive function, concentration, memory. It can really affect our immune system and increase our risk for cardiac problems. And certainly there's more likelihood of depression when we're not sleeping well. So next week I'm going to talk about how to protect our sleep. But if people want to have more information about sleep issues, if they're not sleeping well, they'd like some naturopathic support, they can reach me at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
A complimentary consultation by phone or in person is yours. All you have to do is remember Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty, thank you. That was interesting, and I look forward to the tips of how we can protect our sleep naturally next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
It's a fact that we have two ears to hear with, and not hearing well has negative impact on our relationships, our health, and more. We are aware that an annual hearing checkup needs to be on our to-do list, yet many of us don't include it in our annual physical. To help us hear our best and keep us updated on the latest and best hearing technology, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to continue with what we covered last week. To recap, we talked about getting your hearing tested if you are noticing any degree of hearing difficulty and potentially trying a set of hearing aids. And secondly, if you have a set of hearing aids that aren't really working well for you, to have them cleaned and tuned up. Now let's talk about the hearing test first. A hearing test is simple. There isn't a pass or fail process involved. It is simply a measurement of how softly you can hear certain sounds and how clearly you hear speech. These tests are usually done in a quiet room with either headphones or earbuds inserted into your ear canals. Tests can take about 10 to 20 minutes depending on the complexity of the hearing loss. We also like to take some time after the test to explain the test results with our clients so that they understand the test results and know what action steps to take next. If the results are such that we mutually feel that hearing aids might be a good fit for the individual, we would take some measurements and order a set of hearing aids. Or if you're potentially uncertain about hearing aids and what they can do for you, we set up a demo set of hearing aids for you to try. In both cases, we want you to be involved in all the steps we take together to help you hear your best. In the situation of when someone already has hearing aids, but they aren't quite as helpful as they should be for various reasons, and the reasons for these things happening are quite straightforward. Hearing aids function inside the ear, where there's earwax, moisture, and sometimes the odd foreign object. It is natural that they will become clogged over time with debris. Regular cleanings of the hearing aids prevent blockages and equipment failure. Also, change is inevitable. We are different today compared to yesterday. It only stands to reason that over time, our hearing changes, and so should the programming of our hearing aids. We usually suggest that a new programming be done at least once per year to make sure your hearing aids are and remain optimized for you.
I've been listening and thinking, and I get compliments, Edmund, on the fact that you do look after your clients' hearing aids and help people who never thought they could have help with existing hearing aids. It's important that we take charge of our health and that we get our hearing tested and also address products that we aren't happy with. In any case, when it comes to hearing aids and your hearing, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto can do that for you. Edmund, your number?
The number to reach me at is 416 754 4327.
Your hearing need not impact negatively on your life. You can hear your best when you have the right advice. Just call Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, and we'll speak next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Life doesn't always go as planned. And when we find ourselves on our own and want to welcome someone new in our life, we may find Cupid useful. From a Woman's Perspectives team has matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions and her team to help us meet the right person. And Linda's here now. Good morning, Linda, or should I say Cupid?
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had a very cute couple this week. She called me on Monday, and I was asking her. I knew that she'd been seeing a gentleman, and she said, "Oh, how'd you find out?" And I said, "Well, he called and put his file on hold." And she said, "Oh my God," she said, "that's such good news because I really, really like him and I wasn't sure if he felt the same way and we've been out two or three times." So it's really fun for us in the office when that happens, of course, when we get a happy couple, and we get quite a few a week at this time of year when we're busy. But to have, be able to give her some good news as well because he was feeling the same way as she was. And it's a question I get a lot of times is how do we know when it's the right time to kind of start a relationship and put our file on hold and not take any more matches. And I find that people, it's like they instinctively know at the same time to call in. We often get people call in the same day and say, "Put my file on hold. I've met, you know, this person." And in that case, it was Shelley and Jeff. But, we get many people call in and I say, "Well, you know, you're fine to put your file on hold, and if you find down the road they don't feel the same way, you can always reactivate. There's no problem there." But it's uncanny how people seem to feel the same way at the same time. So it's kind of a fun part of being a matchmaker when everything works out and people are happy.
Well, you have a success rate of over 75% for people over 70. And I've been asked before, does she have enough men for the women that are out there? Because there seems to be a lot more women than men.
We are very careful about managing our inventory. And we're doing the hockey right now, which is the NHL hockey. And we have an ad running on there. As well as next weekend, we'll be doing the sportsman show, which brings in a ton of men. And that after that, the Outdoor Adventure and Travel Show, which also brings a lot of men in. So actually, our numbers are very even, and I work very hard at making sure we have the same amount of men as we do women. So not an issue, actually.
And actually, I know from our past conversation that you interview clients, and if you don't feel that you can help them, you don't take them on as clients, and that's fair.
Right.
If someone wants to talk to you and begin the conversation of putting someone new in their life, how do we reach you, Cupid?
So we have a Toronto number, so if you're calling from Toronto, 416-777. Only from any of our other locations around Ontario, we have local numbers on our website, and we also have a toll-free number if you don't have a long-distance plan. There's also a TalkSeature on our website, and our website is a wealth of information, www.mistyriverintros.com. And I write a dating blog, so I write all about the questions that people have about dating and relationships. And certainly, you know, after many years, I've had many of the same questions asked me, and I'm always able to give good, useful information on dating, because when you haven't done it for 30 or 40 years, you may have a few questions.
So for any questions about a relationship and getting into a new one, ask our Cupid, Linda Miller, at 416-777-6302. Thank you, Linda, and I hope to hear another happy story next week.
Have a great week.
Now for those women who suffer silently and perhaps are unaware of how to look after their vaginal health as they age, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic joins us to talk vagina. Good morning, Dr. Faye.
Good morning, Marilyn. You're so good at saying the word vagina these days.
Yes, and I remember the first time I spoke to you on the air, I blushed, and thankfully it was radio, so nobody could see me.
That's right.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, I think we need to remind women that vaginal health is important, and it's important throughout our entire lifetime, that things really change at menopause. And it's a well-known part of aging and menopause that the vagina and the tissues around the vagina change, and they change in a way that's uncomfortable. And I think that when I speak to women in my office about how they have problems with their bladder control or frequent bladder infections or itching or dryness or pain with intercourse, it's a surprise to them that this happens with menopause, and it's a natural progression. The problem is that we're living longer. I mean, that's not a problem, but now we're more apt to have these problems. And it's very exciting that we have the Mona Lisa laser treatment, which is a very painless, quick treatment that helps to bring the vagina back. It mimics the effect of estrogen, so that will actually help control the symptoms of vaginal dryness and urogenital aging.
So the Mona Lisa gives us treatment. Do we need to have a referral to consider our vaginal health with you?
No, I'm happy to see women who have trouble with their vaginal health as they age. They can call my office directly. And with COVID, what we normally do is a phone call and talk about what they have, talk about issues, and talk about treatment options. And then, of course, I would see them in the office after that appointment, examine them, and see what we need to do. Not everybody wants to take hormones. Not everybody wants to take messy creams and lubricants that don't always work. So this is a really safe, non-hormonal, easy, painless treatment that will help bring life back to the vagina.
So no referral necessary. I believe it's only 3 treatments under 5 minutes spaced 6 weeks apart. Am I correct?
Correct. And there's no recovery and there's no pre-treatment, in and out in 5 minutes. And women are just amazed about how well it works and how good they feel when the treatments are done.
And how many years have you had this clinic now?
So I brought in the Mona Lisa in 2015. So it's been around for, 7 years or so, which is pretty good for a laser. It is safe. There's no downtime. There's no side effects. And women who have vaginal dryness related to lack of estrogen in their vagina, it works.
So if you want to look after your vaginal health, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg, no referral necessary, FemRenew Clinic, and the number 416-924-4666. Thank you, Dr. Faye, for that information, and I look forward to speaking to you next time.
Okay, happy spring.
Next, we'll get our weekly healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. Then Realtor Melanie Martin will give us her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto, followed by a conversation with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. Plus, we'll learn more about how to avoid and conquer loneliness and feelings of isolation from Chief Operating Officer of CARP, Bill Van Gorder. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today I wanted to talk about what is weight-bearing exercise and why do I care? You know, I talk a lot about cardio fitness, a lot about walking, a lot about what we should be doing for our heart and for our brain. And weight-bearing exercise is any exercise that you do when you're on your feet and you're working your muscles against gravity. So walking is a weight-bearing exercise. Swimming is not. The water is taking your weight. And so although swimming is good for cardiovascular fitness, it's not the same as weight-bearing exercise. And what we know is that weight-bearing exercise helps us as we get older by preventing or even reversing osteoporosis, by reducing the risk of heart disease, and by keeping our joints flexible. When we improve our bone and muscle health and strength, we actually lose weight because muscle uses up those calories. So I think we want to think about getting about 30 minutes of weight-bearing exercise about 3 or 4 times a week. And what that means really is going out, getting away from your computer, and if nothing else, going for a walk. You know, I see patients every day, and people are complaining about the weather, and it's cold outside, and they've spent a lot of time indoors. If you don't want to go outside, you can do indoor walking in a mall or on a treadmill, but I actually think going outside in the cold is really good for your heart. You burn more calories when your body is a little bit chilled than if you're overheated. And we get some sunshine and we get some fresh air. And I think that's really important as well.
So free vitamin D and all the benefits to your body just by taking a walk and looking after weight-bearing exercise. Our coach, our health coach, Christine, also talks about this and works me through the ropes so that I believe that I do weight-bearing exercise, and you both agree. And we both agree that your book is a wonderful book. In fact, Canada agrees because it's a national bestseller, The Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thank you for giving me more copies so that I can fill orders. I have lovely signed copies. If you want to use a gift for yourself or for anyone, feel free to call me at 416-504-6777. Remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Ask for it at your local bookstore. It's everywhere and it's even on Amazon. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for sharing that information. And I look forward to speaking to you next time because it'll almost be spring.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Have a good week.
You too.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
What we plant in spring grows and we will harvest it. If we have dreams of having a home north of Toronto, then we have to plant those seeds and act on it now. For those who wish to escape to the country, it's time for the first step, to explore what's available. And then the following steps will be made easier by the help and guidance of a knowledgeable, experienced, and caring realtor who's on the From a Woman's Perspectives team. It's Melanie Martin, and she's here now with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, and I do have a deal of the week, and I'd also like to say that it's in the lovely little village of Creemore. Many people have heard of Creemore, I'm sure. It's not too far, about an hour and 10 minutes north of Toronto Airport, just off Airport Road. And this is a nice little village that many GTA people will come to visit in the summer or in the fall or in the winter with the sport activities, as well as quaint little shops and little cafes. Bookstores, clothing shops. It's quite a go-to place. But the property I'm going to talk about is a lovely little raised bungalow in town here on a nice 60 by 165 lot. So you have a huge backyard. Plant your garden. Have room for the pets and the kids to play. Have room even to put a pool back there if you wanted. But what I like about this property is it's only about 1,200 square feet. So you keep your utilities down, of course, but you have also a walkout from the basement. So that basement is finished in such a way that you could have an in-law suite quite easily. And as I say, everything has been done. The new roof and newer furnace. It's all new flooring and new decor throughout. It's nicely appointed. It has beautiful hardwood floors. It has a nice breakfast bar in the kitchen area. As I say, all updated. And the taxes are only $2,900 a year. Now, this is really good value.
So it sounds like a gem, but you haven't told us how much yet, Melanie. How much is it?
Yes, actually, it's really value priced. At $849,900. That's $849.9. What can you buy for that price these days?
Well, nothing in Toronto, especially standing free on 60 by 165 lot. If someone wants to talk to you about what they want to have north of Toronto and make it a reality by this spring-summer season, how do we reach you?
Yes, do call me at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. Step one is the conversation. Step two is Melanie finding you the property that will make your heart sing. Thank you, Melanie, and I look forward to your next deal.
Yes, have a lovely week, and I'll have another deal.
Usually, step one is to acknowledge a problem or need, and then the next steps are to get things done. If you're stressed and wish to add light to your life beyond just turning your clocks forward an hour, know our coach, Catherine Wilking, is an expert on feng shui, the ancient Chinese art of living, and she can help any of us create harmony in our life and increase our energy as well, all by using feng shui. She joins us now. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi. Greetings to everyone today. Thanks for the introduction, Marilyn. This segment is all about getting things done. And you know what needs to be done, and sometimes you just need a little push. The qi energy I've been talking about is the life essence for us to all to thrive, and it's so easy to find. Just open a window and inhale that crispness, that essence of wow, that's qi energy. And it's one of the tips in my guide, how to raise qi energy, is to open the window. So easy. Last weekend, remember when the warmer gale force winds came through here, like 80 kilometers an hour or something? I just opened the windows and the patio door and inhaled. Wow, energized. I just invited this lively breeze into my house. And, you know, after just a few seconds, my first thought was to go clean the bathroom. I've just been delaying this for some reason, and this time, wow, it needed a deep clean. Timing is everything. You don't need to study feng shui to know that emerging from the winter hibernation will be busy, but those of you who wish to see physical results from your chores, try dusting and cleaning with a box right there, ready for giveaways. Things you don't know what to do with, but you keep dusting them anyways, right? It's not enough when I tell my clients to tidy up all the time. There needs to be some rewards at the end of the day. So next time you're at the grocery store, pick up a bunch of colorful flowers to place on the kitchen table, and that will help raise the qi energy too. What fun! By creating a work-life balance to reduce stress, you'll allow more productivity and better relationships down the road. So your tip this week is to stop procrastinating. Pick up my free guide on my site that talks more about raising that positive energy, 10 ways to raise qi energy in any space. You can pick that up from my website, CatherineWilking.com. You'll also see that I have group classes, private sessions, and lively talks for groups and home visits, all guaranteed to help you find the balance and love your life again. Let's have a chat and see if feng shui can work some magic in your environment. Just give me a call. We'll have a virtual chat. 905-599-2693. Practical solutions for a stress-free living.
905-599-2693. Feng Shui Coach Catherine Wilking. Group classes, personal programs, self-study programs, and free booklets to give you advice on qi energy and more. All you have to do is remember the number, take the first step, and then take the second and third when you're ready. 905-599-2693. Thank you, Catherine. We'll talk next week.
Awesome. Have a great weekend.
Now, as promised, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Policy Officer of CARP, Bill Van Gorder, joins us, and he's going to continue our conversation from last week so we can learn more about how we can avoid and conquer loneliness and feelings of isolation. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marilyn. Glad to talk to you today. Want to continue on what we were saying last week about both our own mental health and those of other people. We talked last week about the importance of talking with our senior loved ones, especially when they have been in isolation, kept away from people during this long time with COVID. We talked about how to start a conversation, how to ask about changes to keep them comfortable. We also talked about helping them listen attentively. While older adults may never say, "I'm feeling depressed," they may say things like, "Nothing matters," or "There's no point." And if your loved ones make such apathetic statements, especially it's out of the character for them, you need to dig deeper. Ask them what doesn't matter and why there's no point. And then listen to them, listen to what they're saying, and offer some validation. If a loved one shares their struggles with you, avoid repeating things like, "well, at least," or statements which minimize their experience. Focus instead on validating their emotions with phrases like, "with everything you've been going through," or "it's understandable that you've been feeling down." If you do, your loved ones will be much more likely to share what they are feeling and talk to you about it. In addition to that, make sure you encourage safe outings. If your loved one is comfortable going outside, encourage them to do so, especially at this time of year when spring is here and most people are feeling like going outside. But your loved one may not, especially if they don't have someone who can accompany them. Getting out of the house or out of the long-term care home is an important social activity, provides physical activity, and connects with nature. All of these help to reduce anxiety. You can also seek external support. Ask somebody else for help. Explore mental health resources that you might have or might be available where they live. And finally, take care of yourself. Remember, you can't look after other people when you're not looking after yourself. When you're preoccupied with concern for a loved one, it can be easy to neglect your own needs. Be an effective caregiver, and to do so, you have to care for yourself. Check the pulse on your own mental well-being regularly and get support when you feel overwhelmed. In that way, you can give tremendous support to your loved one and stay healthy yourself. It's a wonderful time of year. Spring is coming. This is the time to support our loved ones. If you'd like more information, go to CARP.ca and look for tips on mental health.
I love CARP, and I'm loving it more as I get to know more. So CARP.ca for good information about mental health and many other things, and CARP.ca/Marilyn. And thank you, Bill, and everyone at CARP for letting me offer a special deal. $14.95 for the year of CARP, and for just $10 more, wonderful Zoomer magazine. So for all things good, log on to carp.ca, get the information you need, and if you're not a member already, join me, Marilyn, /Marilyn after carp.ca, and you'll save money, but you'll get much more once you're a member. Thank you, Bill, for joining us. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. I always learn something new.
Thank you, Marilyn. We'll talk next week.
You love your neighborhood. You love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. Last Saturday, I shared a few tips from my closet organizing instructions from my website, marilyns.ca. Anyone who needs my advice and support as they organize their closet using my instructions are welcome to call me, and I'll do what I can to support your efforts. My number, 416-504-6777. And I have a happy story to share. It's Susie's story. Susie is 5'4", size 12 on top, size 16 on bottom. She loves to wear black and white and infuse it with primary colors. She has blue eyes and white hair. She has a casual lifestyle, which includes walking with her friends and also, now that the restrictions are lifted, Saturday night dinners out. She has lots of clothes and nothing to wear. Why, you may ask? Well, a pipe burst in her home and her closet got soaked, so she has damaged clothes in her closet and very little she can use. I suggested step one be that she actually go through everything and see what's still wearable and what she wants to keep. Once she's done that, step two, she needs to buy some new clothes. The minimum, 8 pieces of clothing to give her 24 changes. I promised that I would show her how to do that so that she could take some time and grow a wardrobe that she's proud of, but have the basics to take her everywhere. So on Friday, yesterday, I was Marilyn Weston, her wardrobe doctor and her personal stylist. To kickstart Susie's new look, we built a line of color using black for my comfort wear by Up. Susie now has a black cardigan, black pants, and a black batwing top with a V-neck. With those three basic blacks, we added a white bra-friendly tank top and a soft white jacket. For color and spice, we added a tie-dye black, white, and gray V-neck tee and a friendly red pullover and a cobalt blue blazer. That's 8 pieces of clothing if you count it, to mix and match and achieve at least 24 different looks. This gives Susie a wardrobe that'll take her everywhere, all times of day, all seasons, and it can be the building blocks for her future wardrobe for spring-summer. All she needs to do is add accessories and footwear to change the mood. It's possible to look great and feel good and pull a stylish, flattering, and comfortable look together. Susie does look great, and she left my store smiling, and I look forward to a progress report in a week or so. I, Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor, can dress any woman in my store, from size 2 to size 24. Marilyn's is at 200 Spadina Avenue, the second floor, and it's fully accessible with an elevator. I work by appointment only, so all you have to do is call me, and then we'll work together for as long as it takes, an afternoon, an hour, or a day, and basically pull your best look together. For listeners, my service will be free. You also will get a gift with your wardrobe purchase. I'll personally select a scarf, shawl, cape, or accessory that will make you happy. Step one, organize what you have. Step two, call me and book your appointment with me. I promise you'll enjoy having me as your wardrobe doctor. One call is all it takes to get started. Just call me personally at 416-504-6777. Before I go back to being your From a Woman's Perspectives host, I want you to know that you can experience the Healthy Bra tab at my store next Saturday when we're having our next bra clinic. So, all you have to do is call that same number to book a date and time to experience the Healthy Bra or to work with me. That's 416-504-6777. And I can promise you that once you experience the amazing bra, you'll wear no other. It's all that I wear. It comes in all sizes up to a JJ cup, no elastic straps, and it has other wonderful features. So call me and we can chat and we can make plans. 416-504-6777. Next, after a couple of short messages, we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Staying at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. This week I want to talk about easing joint pain. Strong muscles support and protect your joints, easing pain and stiffness and reducing your risk of developing osteoarthritis. In this form of arthritis, which can show up in your 40s or 50s, the cartilage that cushions your joints gradually wears away and abnormal bony growths develop in the joints. But when strong muscles contract, they take pressure off the joints, reducing this kind of wear and tear. For instance, a study published in the journal Arthritis and Rheumatology suggested that greater quadriceps strength reduces cartilage loss in the knee. Without strong quadriceps, the joint bears the brunt of the impact from walking, running, or other weight-bearing activities. Strength training may also enhance range of motion in many joints, so you'll be able to bend and reach with greater ease. If you have or developed osteoarthritis, strength training can ease and improve quality of life. So for a complimentary consultation on how to get started on your strength training program, call me at 416-809-4084 or you can visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
You can ease joint pain, combat osteoarthritis, and Christine the Health Coach can show you how. Again, 416-809-4084. Call her, get your complimentary consultation, and start your path to excellent health.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
When it comes to how to downsize, how to move, how to get it all organized, we on the From a Woman's Perspective team have the right expert to advise us. Her name, Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. And she joins us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm so ready to see the light earlier in the evening when we move our clocks forward tonight. I think that for many of us, this ritual puts just a little extra spring in our step as we leave behind a winter that in many ways felt especially harsh this year. Instead of a happy story this week, I wanted to focus on the multitude of feelings that a lot of us are experiencing right now. Some of you follow my Facebook page, and I posted something earlier in the week that captures things perfectly. It's okay to be feeling every emotion right now. We can feel heartbroken for the state of the world. We can feel excited about our upcoming plans. We can feel scared of what the future might hold. We can also feel thankful for the first signs of spring. We can feel guilt for carrying on with our lives here in the GTA while atrocities are being inflicted on a nation by a sociopath. And we can feel overwhelmed from feeling it all at once. It's okay to feel all of these things. In fact, it's more than okay. It just means we're human. Yes, as you said, Marilyn, in your opening remarks, we can take one step at a time to implement our plans and find the courage to continue. But we can also acknowledge that right now, in March 2022, we are brave and strong and very courageous indeed, no matter the adversity that we and those we care about are facing. It's not easy, and yet collectively we keep going, doing the next right thing, and we'll get through this together, and together we're stronger. We don't have to do everything ourselves, and as with our dream team at Moving Seniors with a Smile, many hands make light work, also makes much less stress in our lives. We came out of what is hopefully the worst of COVID insanity for the most part prevailed. Our clients were happy to be vaccinated and boosted, and most have shared they'll be the first in line for the next booster if needed. They took public health measures to heart, and they're moving forward, doing that next right thing, and sometimes even with lightness in their hearts. And you know, they're wise. They don't put themselves through any more stress than they need to. The world throws enough whammies at older adults. Tackling a move in the GTA by themselves is fortunately not one of them.
Well, Lori, next steps are important, and when you have the advice of someone who is passionate and knowledgeable as you are, it's wonderful. And I know you offer a complimentary consultation. Your number, Lori?
It's 416-697-8106.
So if you want to take a next step and you want the guidance of someone who has experience and has a wonderful dream team to help you move and downsize, give Lori Bell a call at 416-697-8106. Thank you, Lori, and I look forward to a happy story next week.
Absolutely, I'll have one. Take care.
Once again, it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Whether today is a step one for you on your future journey or a step two or three or more, what counts is that you take your steps forward, baby steps if necessary, so long as they move you toward your goal. Identify and list your goals and then chart your course. It's your journey, your destination, yours to travel and enjoy, moment by moment, day by day, step by step. Don't be discouraged if things don't go smoothly. Just pause, reevaluate, and go forward. Each step forward you move will build your momentum, regardless of how you view it, cup half full or half empty. Simply appreciate that you have a cup and be grateful and carry on. Remember, one step leads to the next, and eventually you'll accomplish what you set as your goals. If you find something stands in your way, take time to think and inform yourself so you have what you need to continue confidently. When you have questions, simply log on to my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. There you'll find the contact information for all your From a Woman's Perspective team of experts. Then reach out to us, ask your questions, and we'll respond so you'll be able to take charge of your life and make informed decisions. We'll help you tackle whatever you need to help you succeed. You are your own agent of change. You chart your course to your desired destination. You can fuel your ambition with facts and information from your From a Woman's Perspective team. We're individuals who will gladly share our experience and knowledge with you. So don't hesitate to take your steps each day and live the life you have, happily and well, and move toward the life you want. Each step counts. Remember, our clocks go forward 1 hour at 2 a.m., and then we'll have longer days and more light to enjoy. Have a happy Saturday, a great weekend, and enjoy a fabulous week. And please plan to join me and your From a Woman's Perspective team here again next Saturday morning at 8. Be well. Stay safe until we speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. for seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to
seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.